Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Say thank you to all the hundred children, Polynesia, Sea Islands, and all around the world with a Yeti we for we show Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio. This year the Queen Quet Head Pundit Body of the Gullah Geechee Nation. So glad that the hundred children to tune in one more again to Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio Station, where every Monday we give upliftment to the living legacy and pay ancestral homage. So we're so glad that telling the children to tune in with we this evening. More glad than most of the time when we be up on the air, because we grind on in to the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition 20th anniversary. And this year's show would not be possible without the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition sponsoring of all of these year airs now. So this year evening, we going to dedicate this program to all of the members of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition of partners and supporters over the airs who done cross over into the realm of the ancestors. We so bless up. We so bless up for having them be with we for the airs where been here upon the earth. So this evening, let we take a moment of silence for all of them. Ashe. Ashe, Ashe. Thank you to all the hundred children. We can't start to say all of who we won't thank after all these years and things like that. This year, the Queen Quet Head Pundit Body of the Gullah Geechee Nation, founder of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition. 20 years ago, because the 21st in 2 days, but since this year broadcast happened for that time, we taught it not robbery. For take the time this evening to celebrate 20 years. 20 years and a little bit of time. Hundred children think about that when you crack your teeth about your children. But now, study about your children, neither your grandchildren. Study about the one I want to self. Remember, you be a Lily boy, Lily gal. You know how long it takes for her to get 20 years old? It felt like, great God, I could be too old and I get 20 years old. Then I found a ton to anything like time just speed up on you. Because you're grown now. Think for yourself. Ain't nobody want yet to say you're a lead chiller no more. Ain't nobody want yet to say you can't do and all that kind of thing like that. So you got responsibility now and thing like that. So you have to take care of your family. And Hunter knows, say, wrong, yeah? And say, Hunter must take care of the root to heal the tree. And so for truth, this is a blessing for all of we. But see, we've been 20 years. So for all of the people with the Altona, all across the big water and things like that, or yet it is your show, Hunter children were in between them robbery for share this show with all the rest of people. The other one was to download the show from iTunes and things like that, whether it was one Yeti on funny iPad and thing after we broadcast every week, or a student and thing like a Red King down to who don't like for miss a class, tall, but to take the time for later on, go back and study with the show and thing like that, for all the children walk down, walk up to me, even in the street in the dark and thing like that, for say, please, yeah, keep the show going on. Because even though if we don't call in, AMA and say we in the listen. Because we're sure to listen, and we're the Lord. Thank you for all that. Thank you for all the 100 children with the day on the Facebook fan page for the Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio Show and for the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition. Red was the one with data every day on the Facebook fan page for the Gullah Geechee Nation and the one with data in the Queen Quet group where one we find and take the start on Facebook. Thank you. God bless all the 100 children and your family these your holy days and things like that. And all of the members and all we lifetime members with Dale Joyner for the coalition, praise God for your children. Because you ain't just to give your mouth to this show. You know, see, mouth not cook food tall, rather was run a movement. So, Hunter children, take a little bit of shine thing and send them here. But we took down into this show walk. So, we so glad for all the Hunter children what we do that over the years. And again, tell them not robbery, but give for help we. So for all the 100 children, yeti we the great, we teach like a shine thing like that, and too much tall. I will speak this way for the rest of y'all. And I just want to once again thank all of you, not only the supporters of this broadcast and the supporters of Gullah Geechee TV, but those who have been members, who are lifetime members of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition, and all of you who are partners and supporters worldwide of our mission, because 20 years in existence is not an easy thing to come by, especially these days with all the technological advances and the way in which time has changed and the way that people do activism and advocacy. Social media has come into the fray where many people think that all they need to do is share something on their wall and they've done activism. Where those of us who have been out here in the trenches and continue to be, we know it takes a great deal more than that. It takes a sweat, takes many times putting your life literally on the line. I stand with those that stand in rock and salute them and honor them for doing that and for this generation seeing that type of action out there with a specific mission in regard to land and water rights of indigenous people. And so I'm thankful that many are watching and seeing, but then that they're doing what was done during the civil rights era, which is then even if you can't physically go there, send the money so that you can support the movement. There is no movement that has ever happened successfully in the world that some finances have not been behind. So that's why I greatly appreciate the sponsors, the supporters, the members of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition, because if you have those titles, that means you have financially contributed to the work we're doing, and you have also taken some of your intellectual property and invested it in our cultural community. You have invested it in our cultural community to keep our mission going. And for those who you may have never tuned in before, you may have never heard of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition. The Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition sponsors Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio. And you can go to gullahgeechee.net, G-U-L-L-A-H-G-E-E-C-H-E-E.net. to learn more about who we to be. But I'm going to tell you right now what our major bullet points are, what our mission of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition, which is the premier advocacy organization for Gullah Geechee rights worldwide, is about. We advocate for the rights of all Gullah Geechee people around the world. That's number one. Number two, we promote and participate in the preservation of Gullah Geechee history, heritage, culture, and language. Part of that aspect of our mission is why we have the only archive in the world totally dedicated to Gullah Geechee history, heritage, and culture, which is the Gullah Geechee Al-Kebulan Archive. And I want to thank Brother Vander Wilson and Kate Derrickson and Elder Carly Town and the numerous other people, Brother Francis Morian and my family there in Trini, who gave us more materials to bring back to the archive this year, people who have made journeys here. We want to thank Dr. Tracy Ray of NC State, who has brought students over the years. We want to thank Dr. James Shields, who's brought students from Guilford College over the years. We want to thank the George Washington University annual group that comes. We want to thank the numerous groups who have been coming here for decades, joining them, Warren Wilson College, the Bonner programs nationally that have joined us here, and the many others who you haven't been able to come every single year, but you've come in between, like the Morgan School and the other younger ones who've come down and put in work and sweat equity, helping us right here at the Gullah Geechee Al-Kebulan Archive to promote our history, heritage, culture, and then those who've worked with us in regard to the language over the years. We want to thank Operation Understanding, who's come and supported us and wanted their students to learn more about language and language traditions and why that's important to our heritage and culture here. And so there are so many other colleges and so many other international programs and things that have come over the years and maybe haven't been able to come every single year for the past several decades, but the ones that we mentioned, they are permanent fixtures. We get to see them every year, and so it has truly been a blessing to work with them, and then we know several of them will be coming back next year, and some, because new people are running their programs or they haven't been able to raise the money, they haven't been able to consistently come. But we pray that we'll go ahead and have the hundreds of students that we usually have in March here working on the ground with these issues, which include the next bullet point, which is working towards Sea Island land reacquisition and maintenance, and celebrating Gullah Geechee culture through artistic and educational means, electronically and via grassroots scholarship. Our people that come and help every March, which is Volunteer Month, help with all four of these bullet points: the advocacy for the rights of our people, the promotion and participation and preservation of Gullah Geechee history, heritage, culture, and language, the work that we're doing with whether it's letter-writing campaigns, whether there are petitions online, like we currently have one there from one of our supporters for land reacquisition and maintenance of the ownership of our own land, and also the celebration of our culture through artistic and educational means electronically, which we do a lot through social media and our listserv, which was the only listserv in the world that existed dedicated to Gullah Geechee history, heritage, and culture, and I believe still is, that posts on a regular basis. We used to post daily there. Now we post a few times a week, depending on what's critical to send out in that way. And we post on social media daily because we do that so that people are well aware of the grassroots scholarship that is going on. And so we are a grassroots organization that works in conjunction with the official 501c3 nonprofit organization for the entire Gullah Geechee Nation, which is the Gullah Geechee Angel Network. We do a great deal of work with the Girl Scouts USA every year. They are partners of ours, And we're starting to get some Boy Scout groups who've already inquired about 2017 and coming to be a part of the work and the efforts that are going on here. So we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to some of our universities that have international programs, again, connecting with us and working with us, because we enjoy being able to spread this information to other students in other parts of the world, as well as to our students that are local. And we do a lot of work with different school districts and with other celebrations, like the Moja Arts Celebration. We have hosted and sponsored activities at the Heritage Day celebration on St. Helena Island. We have sponsored also an educational area and exhibits for the Gullah Festival and for the Native Island the Gullah Celebration over the 20 years, and helped to not only be active participants in these activities, but to continue to be a part of the launching of these activities. We were there to help launch the Sweetgrass Festival that happens in Mount Pleasant. We have been a part of numerous new activities, like the one that started up this year, the Gullah Geechee Unity in the Community Weekend, with Unity in the Community that we partnered with over in Savannah, Georgia. We have also taken the Gullah Geechee Nation International Music and Movement Festival to various parts of the African diaspora and throughout the Gullah Geechee Nation, including the Geechee Kunda, and have been a part of the gathering and also the annual Sugarcane Festival that they have there in Georgia. And we're now getting ready to partner on some other agricultural projects that will happen in the Coastal Empire this year. One of our biggest partnering groups is also the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Committee of Northeast Florida. The committee has been working diligently to ensure that Gullah Geechee culture is protected and advocated for and presented accurately in northeastern Florida, which is the southernmost part of the Gullah Geechee Nation. And we are so proud to continue to be able to work with them. The bookend to where our southern boundary is Jacksonville, Florida. There is a Jacksonville, North Carolina. Before you get to Jacksonville, North Carolina, there's Wilmington, North Carolina. So we want to give a big salute to Speller Films, which did the film Wilmington on Fire, that starts to open up people's minds and knowledge base to what took place with the coup d'etat there in Wilmington. And right now, you can buy that DVD. It is finally available. So if you go to Wilmington on Fire, you can find it, WilmingtonOnFire.com, and you can order it. It's also available on demand. If you don't buy DVDs anymore but you want to watch it on demand, it is available. You can go to Facebook and also find them. And it's an honor to have worked on so many outstanding documentaries in 20 years. I'll name some of my favorites: The Will to Survive, the Story of the Gullah Geechee Nation, The Rise and Fall of Jim Crow, Slavery and the Making of America. I think my favorite of all times is the hardest one for everybody to find, This Far by Faith, the African-American Religious Experience. Of course, There is a River is my favorite, which is the first episode of that series, which was done by Nolan Walker. That is still, I think, above all the documentaries I've been able to work with and be a part of. That ranks at the top. And just, I hit you off right now, radio folks, y'all better binge watch Underground. You better buy season one of Underground, because a surprise coming for you for Underground season two that got to do with Queen Quet. There's a surprise coming for you. So listen up on the chillin'. Go on binge watch. Catch up. All right. And be ready. March 8th, Underground, the TV show on WGN. We got a surprise coming for you. So get ready. So definitely we've been a part of numerous films, including The Patriot. There's been a few other feature films that are, some ain't that great, so I don't mention them, that have been out there that have kind of touched on us. But definitely the documentaries are ones that I recommend, and there are plenty other ones that we have. And we sell one called The Gullah. So if you go to gullahgeechee.biz, that's another one that I would recommend that you order, especially this time of year, while you're giving out gifts to other people. Gift yourself some knowledge about history, heritage, and culture, and hold on to that. make sure you go ahead and go to GullahGeechee.biz and Wilmington on Fire and purchase those two videos, documentaries, and I think that you will find them to be blessings to you and your family, and especially as part of a Black History Library, you should have those. And if for any reason I'm going too fast, you can't write all this down, remember this show is available on demand. You could go back and listen to me again. All right? You can download it for free on iTunes, and you can always find us at blogtalkradio.com/GullahGeechee. GullahGeechee. C-H-E-E. There is no I in Geechee when it's we. All right? And you can always email us to GullahGeechee@AOL.com. So it's wonderful to talk about the numerous celebrations, and I haven't even named them all. I just named some that we have participated in over the years, and to name some of the wonderful projects that you have seen in theaters or seen in your classrooms or watched on YouTube now. And we're going to be posting more and more of those, you know that, throughout our anniversary, throughout Kwanzaa and right on through, which, you know, for us, Black History is 365, 366 a year, but right on through American Black History Month, because October is Black History Month in other places, including England, in particular England. And so here it is that we also have had the opportunity to be on numerous radio broadcasts and print media for numerous news reports, and a plethora of them are happening right now. I was even interviewed today by Marketplace, and so that's going to be coming up in January and so on. But we also want to give a big salute to some of those shows that over the 20 years have been posted, reposted, shared over and over, like Now with Bill Moyers, and also the there's been numerous broadcasts on Turner Broadcasting, but CNN, we want to salute them for the numerous pieces they've done, but especially CNN's Inside Africa, and also HBO. HBO has shown several of these documentaries that we mentioned, including Joe Frazier When the Smoke Clears, that I'm also in, and it's a wonderful documentary about our own Smoke and Joe, God bless the dead. But HBO has a show called Vice, and that show has gone viral online. People have been sharing it over and over and over again, and it's really enlightened a lot of people, including Gullah Geechees who have been part of our Gullah Geechee diaspora, on how critical the issue is here in terms of protecting land and land rights and our human rights and our right to movement and our right to land ownership. Our right to represent ourselves is what is represented in Wilmington on Fire and other coming projects that we'll be talking about after this 20th year, but moving into it. And so I want to thank someone in particular who helped us launch 20 years ago, and that's Leroy Campbell, who is an artist, who is a native of Charleston, South Carolina. And many people know Leroy from New York City and think that he's from Brooklyn, but he was born and raised in Charleston, South Carolina, and he has an excellent book about that and with his artwork called My Authentic Self. Now, you know, I got on him because he put my Hunter Must Take Care of the Root for Heal the Tree quote in there without citing me, and some other people have done that, and that's where he got it from, thinking it was a random proverb. It's not. It actually came to me in a vision. And so Hunter Must Take Care of the Root for Heal the Tree became the motto, the slogan, the driving force behind the work that we do here at the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition. And that has gone with me to the UN and ahead of me to the UN. And I want to also salute someone who made sure that the Gullah Geechee story got to the United Nations, and that's Dr. Yusuf N. Cly, the late Dr. Yusuf N. Cly, God bless the dead. And I want to thank everyone at the International Human Rights Association for American Minorities and the International Human Rights Commission for always supporting us in the work that we are doing here in the Gullah Geechee Nation and continuing to keep our work going on and getting it known by the international arena, because if it had not been so, we probably would not still be on our land. Now, many people may not realize it, but it is because of the work of the members of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition and our partners that the Gullah Geechee National Heritage Act got the attention it got the letters written that it got the email sent in that it got. And I just was with Congressman James Clyburn here on St. Helena Island a few days ago because we are now dealing with establishing a national monument here on historic St. Helena Island and throughout Beaufort County with five different points to start off that national monument. It'll be a multi-site monument here. And so he said that the two things that he's most proud of in his entire career as a congressman in the United States, and he told me this over and over and over again, is the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Act and also and having the Gullah Geechee National Heritage Corridor, which, by the way, was the first of all to be one dealing with the culture of people of African descent, a living culture, and we were number 37 when it came in. So those of numerology, you get it, 3 and 7. Y'all get it? Okay. So, and it took 9 years for me to fight for that and for the coalition to fight for that alongside him. 9. Y'all get it? Okay. So he said that is the one he's the most proud of and has gotten the most publicity about, and he's still getting publicity about it. And then also the South Carolina African-American Heritage Corridor, National Heritage Area. And so, of course, doing this national monument, this is a big thing, but a small thing compared to those. And so, but I'm glad that he is taking the time out to push to get this done before President Barack Obama leaves office. And we want to thank President Obama for the numerous invitations to the White House to work on conservation issues and everything over his 8-year tenure. And so I appreciate it. I enjoyed it. Gullah Geechee TV thanks him and his people for being on our show, allowing us to have him on our show, but then also having me on their broadcast. So I appreciate that, and appreciate the work that's been done to try to help with environmental things here. And on that note, I want to thank our partners at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the U.S. National Refuge, because they have been true supporters in terms of the environmental issues and how to partner and respect the rights of Gullah Geechee to have access to what are considered federal lands. But these things had to be brought to folks' attention. It's not just a natural assumption, okay? All of these lands here, we've lived on, we've toiled for 400 years. And so it is our right to have free movement on off these lands and to also be able to continue the traditions we've had along this coastline. That has taken fighting for local laws, state laws, and federal laws. So the Gullah Geechee National Heritage Act that was signed into law by President George Bush, that was one. There have been laws that we have passed in South Carolina with the Department of Natural Resources that the Department of Natural Resources operates under and Department of Health and Environmental Control provide permits for in regard to bridges and docks. Docks are considered still part of bridges. And so, and as I sit here right now with you, I sit with a letter I just opened right before my broadcast that was only one of 3 pieces of mail that was in the box today. One of those was a bill. And the other one, you might as well call it a bill because it's somebody asking for money this time of year. You know how you get those letters. So this letter of significance actually is asking for the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition to help to prevent another dock from being built nearby Fort Fremont, which the Friends of Fort Fremont is one of the groups that we support and partner with, the Friends of the Beaufort County Libraries we support and we partner with, and they are critical areas where we have historic sites and current institutions operating within the Gullah Geechee Nation, and many of them in Beaufort County, South Carolina, that we want to add this national monument to, that need our continued support and our due diligence. So don't think because the holy days season that the work stops. The work does not stop. We take an annual break in our office December 21st to February 1st because we are inundated. We are literally inundated every single day of the year. On weekends, people lull it off a little bit Friday through Sunday. But come Monday through Thursday, here's a massive onslaught of emails requesting letters like this, letters of support, requesting my presence or the presence of someone to come to a county hearing, a state meeting, come to Washington, D.C., or here's something else going on at the United Nations. Do you want to do an intervention? Do you want to send in a letter? And this has been going on 20 years under the coalition. Two decades. All right? 2 decades. But for my life, it's almost been four. Almost 4 decades of doing this work, which is what led to the founding of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition, because I learned very quickly in about 16 to 17 years that when you put out a fire on one sea island, they start a fire in the other sea island while you're heading over there with the hose. They put a fire over the next one. Now when you turn around and run over there with a bucket, they put another one somewhere else. So we needed an umbrella organization that would help us to deal with all these different matters and deal with them as a collective unit. So members of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition are all over the world. They're not just in the United States, and they're not just in the Gullah Geechee Nation from Jacksonville, North Carolina to Jacksonville, Florida. They are all over the world, supporters and members. And we're thankful that we are a grassroots organization that has that type of international outreach in numerous countries, and I believe we probably have members on at least 5 of the 7 continents that we have members or have had them over this 20 years. And it's a blessing to have this number of people that are so proud to say they're members. And by the way, members, your membership needs to be renewed this month. Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate it. You should get your membership renewal in during the break. This is that annual time to renew your membership. And so we are about to change the way membership things are done and sent out. We've been upgrading our systems so that we have some new materials going out. But we know that many of you still read the e-zine, the conch. We used to do it monthly. We changed it to quarterly, and then we did it twice a year the last few years, and we're going to go back into doing quarterly because people are more into reading our blog than reading the e-zine. So why put all this effort into the e-zine monthly if people aren't going to always read it? So we'll continue it as a quarterly, and then we're going to continue to add more and more interfaces to our blogs each month. So if you keep up with GullahGeecheeNation.com, if you've never signed up there, we recommend it. Sign up to GullahGeecheeNation.com, and that way on a weekly basis you keep up with what is going on. Again, everything from petitions to the efforts, the events we've talked about, the celebrations, the awards, the media, all of this we put there in the blog, and so that you know. And, of course, keep up with this show, Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio, and with Gullah Geechee TV, which Gullah Geechee TV you can find at gullahgeechee.tv, and you can also go to YouTube and sign up for free so that you can continue to follow and know what is going on down here and things like that there, but especially about our efforts at the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition. It is truly a blessing to have people physically walk up to me in the street in other states, in other countries, and know who I am. I had a young man walk up to me in the street at 3 a.m. in Washington, D.C. I don't think I'll ever forget that. And thank me for Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio and Gullah Geechee TV, because he watches them and he listens, and he's a list of young men, in particular African-American and Gullah Geechee young men, who've told me that even if we don't call in and we don't send you an email, please don't stop doing the broadcast because we are listening. And right now I'm looking at 276,297 views of Gullah Geechee TV, so I know it has to be true to have gone over 500,000 viewers on a show that is focused specifically on our history, heritage, and culture, that many people told me that they thought I had lost my mind, since I have a computer science degree and a mathematics degree, graduated with honors, could be sitting somewhere making 6 figures in a lab, working, doing tech work, and I decided to advocate for Gullah Geechee culture when nobody wanted to be called Gullah or Geechee. And they said to now see what has been accomplished. They are amazed. So now they tell me they thought I lost my mind 20 years ago, 30 years ago. But they didn't tell me that 20 years ago and 30 years ago. But now that they've seen the number of accomplishments, and especially they have seen how the media has supported us, I cannot sit here without boxes and files upon files of materials and plastic containers full of magazines to list all of the publications in the media that have featured Gullah Geechee because of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition's work and featured us in a positive way, not as a bunch of, you know, singing, dancing, happy darky type stuff, stirring grits, plaid colored clothes on, and Aunt Jemima type head rag stuff. No, that have really, in a legitimately scholarly and journalistic way, presented our community and our culture. There have been some exploitive articles that talked about us, talked to us, but then gave you links to go to people with non-Gullah Geechee's hotel to stay or their restaurant to eat. When we have Gullah Geechee owned places that you could have come to, but that's why we also have GullahGeechee.biz now and GullahGeechee.us. Those are two websites of our own that you can support in addition to just watching the shows and then saying, wow, I really enjoyed watching that. I really enjoyed the way you talk. You sound like my grandmama and all of that. That's wonderful, but definitely to economically help the community. We love you learning and we love you watching what's going on for free. But if you want to economically support the community, please, if you're planning a tour here, go to GullahGeechee.us as your first stop. Or go to GullahGeechee.net for your first stop. Email we to GullGeechee@AOL.com, and we going to tell Hona Chillin where for go. That's truly Gullah Geechee owned and operated, and not somebody trying to exploit the culture. And also go to GullahGeechee.biz if you say, well, I can't get there, but I want to support you financially. And we want to thank everybody. I mean, while I was in Morocco, Amsterdam, Panama, Trinidad over the past month, working on and being a part of the Gullah Geechee Land and Legacy World Tour, which will continue throughout 2017 to numerous other places, including back to the United Nations. And I was in Morocco because of the United States Nations Climate Change Conference, which was COP22. I had a plethora of people order books and CDs and quilts and various things from GullahGeechee.biz that when I got back, I needed to autograph some of those items and send out, be able to give elders their money from some of those items that sold via our website. So we thank you. We thank you for supporting the work that's going on here economically, that you're not just doing it in lip service, but that you're truly contributing so that our community can be enfranchised, so that we can continue to thrive and protect our own land and our legacy and our culture and our history. And I want to salute some Gullah Geechee businesses that continue to do that. I want to definitely salute MJ Soul Food on St. Helena Island, and many of you have seen us have events there. We want to thank them for being there and for being that place that somebody can go for nyam pun, but then yeti a little bit for huwida and get some of the artwork and everything too. We want to definitely salute Naturally Geechee and Sister Tremaine Abina Moore for being a young woman out of Charleston who's creating her own holistic health products that relate to our culture, and even the names on some of them, like Chili Bear, you know, and things like that, that people say, why that name? And then she can educate you on what the Chili Bear is down here. And so it's wonderful to have her out there alongside folks like Sister Ketnu Nefer, who has a soulful touch wellness, who not only does herbal teas that are gathered from the Gullah Geechee community and from our land, but continues that tradition as well as the doula tradition, and then has infused it back with our African tradition of Kemetic yoga. And then, of course, laying on of hands, because she's also a masseuse. And so her work is going national. She's traveling nationally, educating people about holistic lifestyles and how you can be healed from the things that you ingest. And I also want to salute the young man, Chef Benjamin Dennis, who is out here right now. He's in the Caribbean. He's doing a tour of the Caribbean and taking the Gullah Geechee Nation name with him, but our traditions, and showing people how to study pot for true in a way that's healing and that's a blessing. So when people often ask me, well, wow, I see you and I see the Wisdom Circle Council of Elders and I've met some of your Assembly of Representatives members at some of the events, and it's wonderful, but I'm not trying to slight nobody, you know, but I'm saying, what about when y'all gone? Where are the young people? Well, if you come to our events that often, if you follow us on social media, you see the young people, because they're right there, they're learning, they're pushing, they're working. If you were out there the last three Saturdays at Francis Marion Park in Charleston, you saw the Gullah Geechee Day celebration. If you come to Gullah Geechee Family Day at Mosquito Beach, you saw the young people who are vendors, who are artists that create their own items, that have taken on a new view of how to present the items even to the public that are based on our tradition. They've learned things from elders that they're passing on. We're thankful for them that they are active and that they're pushing and that they want to be economically enfranchised and be self-sufficient, independent Gullah Geechee people. So I know that by seeing these young people and then the many that email me and Facebook message me every single day, and all the new ones who have just joined me as Facebook friends over the past month and who have been joining on the Gullah Geechee Nation's Facebook fan page, that my living is not in vain, that the effort and the work for these 20 years with the coalition and these almost 40 years just as an individual out here as a Gullah Geechee that thought that even when others thought we were ignorant and backwards, God showed me something different. God gave me a vision that I was not to stay in the ice-cold lab away from people, but to get out here and speak, to make sure that all those speech contests and all that didn't go to vain in school. There was a reason your teachers pushed you to do it, and now I need you to get out here and do it. And God made sure that that's what I've been doing, that's what I'm going to keep doing, to be who my people elected me to be, the spokesperson, the head pundit body of the Gullah Geechee Nation, the multi pundit head and things like that. And so it's a blessing, though, to have the citizenry as the body, to have the Wisdom Circle Council of Elders as the right hand, to have our Assembly of Representatives as the left hand, to just have the blessing of having our Council of Elders and our Assembly of Representatives just stay there side by side, working elbow to elbow, being on the grind day and night. We don't post everything to social media. So y'all have no idea the level of work that goes on in the trenches on a daily basis to keep us on our land. Y'all are starting to get a little bit of insight. Thank God for the media, the mainstream, and especially the international media, because it's because of the international media that a lot of times the U.S. media will even cover our story. But a lot of times the U.S. media wants to still slant that story and make it not as harsh as it really is, because then they still look like violators of our human rights when they tell the whole story. So that's why we have to continue to be diligent daily. 20 years is more than 20 minutes a day that we spend. Today, I've already had a 12-hour day, and I still have a human rights meeting after I get off the air. But I know that there are so many out there that support us, and I know that you care. So that's why I thought it not robbery to make sure that I was on the air tonight, because it's a blessing to be only 2 days away from the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition's 20th anniversary. It is amazing to see a vision first yourself, but then when others finally start seeing what you see, remind me of that song, Do You See What I See? Right this time of year, do you hear what I hear? Do you see what I see? Okay, a star shining in the night. Yes, it will bring us goodness and light. And my members, my supporters, the friends, the family, the ones who wish me well, the ones with the positive prayers. Thank you, y'all. God bless on the chillin'. And I'm going to open up the phone lines early tonight because a lot of times when I open it near the end of the show, I don't know if y'all have a delay or y'all just slow moving or what. A lot of y'all like to dial in as we're signing off. So I'm going to open the phone lines now and see if there's any of you that want to share and tonight. And the number is 347-324-3903. Every year I get letters, brothers and sisters on the lockdown, commending me, congratulating me, sending cards because they always remember the coalition anniversary. I appreciate it. The brothers and sisters behind the wall, especially the brothers, I pray you're coming home this time. We also usually get a plethora of social media messages, you know, appreciating, supporting us, thanking us, commending us for the work. People wonder sometimes how they can do anything. Well, if you do anything to give us a gift, please go to gullahgeechee.net. Give somebody the gift of membership in the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition and let us continue this mission for not just another 20 years, but I pray that somebody will be here celebrating 100 years and saying that we've had this program on 100 years, that somebody will own an entire internationally broadcasting television station, just like this radio station broadcast internationally, that will say this is the Gullah Geechee TV station and that we now have daily 24-hour programming. That's what I pray that will come in the future. I pray that there will be young activists, young human rights defenders that will be out there because they will say, well, I have went back and I have studied the archives, the Gullah Geechee Al-Kibulon archives. I've studied the archives of Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio. I've studied the archives of Gullah Geechee TV, and I see the work and the effort that was put in by Queen Quet, the chiefess of the Gullah Geechee Nation, the Gullah Geechee Council of Elders, the Gullah Geechee representatives, that we know their work shouldn't be in vain and that we're here to continue it and that we've done so, that in 100 years people will say, yeah, all this land that you see now that we're growing farms on and that we are independently feeding our people on again really returned it to the way it was that our ancestors had it, and that we don't have all this destruction all around us been healed, because climate change is a dynamic that we are focused on as part of our advocacy, and that you will see going forward. I and the Gullah Connection members will continue on the Gullah Geechee Land and Legacy World Tour. We have some outstanding invitations that we've been given already for 2017. One stunned me yesterday for one of the alphabet soup of the federal government to invite me to be part of, to be the keynote speaker, I should say, for their Black History Month program. That one took me for a loop. I thought I had covered all of them, and then this one came up. So it's a blessing, and I'm definitely going to do it. So if you are looking for a speaker, please, most of my weekends are gone already, but we do have some days during the week. So please get in touch at queenquet.com, QUEENQUET.com, queenquet.com. And once again, because we are on our annual break from December the 21st to February 1st, I do recommend that you email now, tonight. Go to queenquet.com, go to GU, go to your email and send one from GU. 712-GULLGEECO@AOL.com. Send us an email from your email address, GULLGEECO@AOL.com. If you're interested in the Gullah Connection and I doing something for your Black History Month program, the Women's Month program, all of those things that you figure, oh, well, we're working on something for next summer. I'm telling you right now, we're already booked into next summer for 2017, and so we have very few dates that are going to be open on our Gullah Geechee Land and Legacy World Tour. West Coast, we come in your way. The middle of the country, Minnesota, we're looking to be up your side. Also, New York City, we got a fundraiser coming up that way. So if you're in the Northeast, you're on any part of the West Coast of the United States, you already got a heads up. Minnesota, you already got a heads up. So please be a part of sponsoring an event in your city, in your country, in your town, Ponhona Island, for the Gullah Geechee Land and Legacy World Tour 2017. But do not think you can wait till a month of or a month before and think that there's availability because we already booked for a number of those things, because next year will be the last year of the Gullah Geechee Land and Legacy World Tour title, but I will be going back to my Save the Sea Islands tour after that, which has been the title we've used for at least 30 years of doing this, but I know for sure has been consistently used for the 20 years of the existence of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition. And so it's a blessing once again, and I want to just thank everybody who has ever given a dollar or a dime, and I literally mean a dollar or a dime, to the work that the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition has done over these 20 years. I want to thank everybody who's ever donated your family reunion journal, your photos, your books, or gave us the permission to say, yes, we can use your artwork, we can use your books, we can use quotes from you in any of the work that we're doing. And you are going to see over this next year, as we celebrate this 20th anniversary throughout 2017, a number of new events, but also more postings. And you can follow us at Gullah Geechee on Twitter, at Gullah Geechee on Instagram, and you will see many of these postings that will be coming out of the Gullah Geechee Al-Kabulan archive, and we're also going to be having screenings of numerous things that are going to be coming as a result of the digitization of our archive. And we want to thank the University of Minnesota because of the support that we got through Dr. Griff being able to have the equipment to digitize a massive archive. So we salute all of the students, all of the folks who've loaned their hands to working on the archival upgrades. And now we have another issue to contend with, because with the last storm, we're still dealing with some of the issues of mold and mildew that we have to find ways to make sure that it stops growing and that we can fully seal our buildings on the sea islands to make sure that all our work is not in vain. But that is why this digitization process is still a major focus of our work. If you at any point want to contribute to the Al-Kabulan Archive in particular, again, email us to gullgeeco@aol.com. And for those who want to contribute to the Gullah Geechee Land and Legacy Fund, go to gofundme.com/Gullah Geechee Land Legacy. And if you say, well, I'm not sure if I remember that right, you can always go to the first page of the Gullah Geechee Nation Facebook fan page or the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition Facebook fan page. You will see it posted and reposted there until we get hit our goal on GoFundMe. Or you can just click the gold box that says Give at those pages, and you can donate also through Fundraiser online at Facebook. So we thank everyone who has already given, and those who probably have given while we were out in the field, even today, to the GoFundMe campaign. And I want to say thank you to all 100 children who helped me do the very first GoFundMe campaign that was very successful, which helped to get me to COP22. And that was a blessing, an extraordinary blessing for our community to have our voice in the international arena representing our people and how our history, heritage, and culture is as viable as anybody else's in the world. And so we're thankful to all of you who donated to that. And so we're thankful for everyone who has helped us go over the first $1,000 mark here with the GoFundMe, Gullah Geechee-Land-Legacy-Fund is how they have it at GoFundMe. So it's GoFundMe.com/GullGeechee-Land-Legacy-Fund. So that's how they have it written out if you want to type it all the way out. Otherwise, go to GoFundMe and put in Gullah Geechee Land Legacy Fund, and you'll see the image come up with the Gullah Geechee Nation flag. Do not go to other fundraisers that may be on GoFundMe that are using my photograph. Look for the one that has the flag and then an image that is looking up at the flag, all right? And you'll know that that's the official fundraiser that we have for the Gullah Geechee Land and Legacy Fund. And you'll see a video there of me actually speaking to the issues that we're dealing with. And please, if you want to get a tax deduction any time of year, Angel Network, GullahGeecheAngelNetwork.com. You can go to and see the information, and if at any point you need the address, you want to mail a check, you don't trust all this online donating, email us, GullahGeecho at AOL.com for more details. And you can always find me at QueenQuet.com. Quet is QUET.com. Reach out, connect, please join, be a dues-paying member of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition. And once again, big shout-out, big thanks to all of our lifetime members, especially to all our members who are renewing your dues. Brother Walter White, he was the first one renewed your dues for 2017. Thank you, thank you. It is a blessing to have you continue to support all of our endeavors, our activities, and everything. We really appreciate you, Sister Malika Singleton. We can't thank you enough for having been the first person to ever become a lifetime member. And so we thank you, and we thank all of you who are brand new to learning about who we to be, down yeah, anything like that. But you taught them not robbery for Yeti from we who we to be, not for Yeti from other of people. Work why tell Hona who about these your people with deep on the sea. And so glad that my people elect me for be head upon the body of the Gullah Geechee Nation. I want to say thank you to all Hona children who done tune in and give you six figures what of people what are Yeti, Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio, because truly this year that we show. So to all the Hona children, happy holy days. You know we putting the break, but this year, for Kwanzaa time, we going to kick in or leave it and do at least one Kwanzaa show for 100 children. We ain't say we could do all 7 nights. Like we done years ago, we going to repost them. But we going to at least have 1 night of Kwanzaa celebration right here, but we show Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio and things like that. But happy holy days to all 100 children and to your family. And just remember what we say. As y'all joined to cut down that tree and think. Remember what we say. Hunter must take care of the root to heal the tree. And this shall truly come from we. We be Gullah Geechee, anointed people. So to all the Hunter children who are supporting we, thank you, thank you. God bless you. This shall the Queen Quet. So glad God done bless you with 20 years of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition. Ah, and the Gullah Connection. It's time for we go. Let's get back on the road while we end this year's show.
And I said thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, Jay, say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, hold your mouth, say thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, A.D., and thank you.
Thank you.
I quit and I thank you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.